It's Sunday morning, which means it's time for Mile High Magazine. Glad to have you all here today, and I am Murphy Houston. Joining me is Donnie Aldean of Cultures Magazine. She's the CEO. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine. Glad to have you on board this Sunday morning. I've never heard of Cultures Magazine. That's probably why you're here. We like to get the word out on good things, and this sounds like a good thing. So, Donnie, explain, what is Cultures Magazine, and why did you start it?
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me. And yes, for us, we really want to shed light on the cultural in-between. What that means is people who have a foot in two or more cultural worlds. That could be multi-ethnic, multicultural, racially fluid, or geographically mobile people. And that would include refugees, immigrants, or a third culture kids. And those are people who grow up abroad. Our goal this year, we reached 9 million people in 200 countries last year.
Wow.
And in the U.S., oh, yeah, it's been a thing. It's been exciting. It's been interesting to see how it affects people and changes their lives. But more than anything, we really would like to be a household name in the United States this year. So that's why I'm here.
Well, and talk about the content of Cultures Magazine and maybe expand a little bit more about culturally in between. That's kind of a different phrase that I've never heard before.
Yes. So I've been working on this for 20 years, and the content is lifestyle content that really focuses on this audience. So we try to educate, activate, and inspire people who are in between cultures, I'll expand in a second, and those who love them. So again, when you're culturally fluid or you're culturally in between, you have a foot in two or more cultures. Your parents may come from two different places. You may grow up around the world. I personally grew up on five continents in seven cultures.
Wow.
I'm Trinidadian, Costa Rican. I literally just came back from Trinidad and Tobago yesterday.
Wow.
And I'm heading to Dubai for some meetings in 2 days. So it's people who have that geographic mobility, and they did it while they were growing up. So it really changes how you see the world. It really affects who you are as a person. And in your DNA, it's easy for you to build bridges. It's very easy to communicate with a lot of other people. Because of your experience, you're able to understand where they're coming from. The challenge is that many people who grew up what's called monoculturally, they may not be able to understand where you're coming from because they have a singular, typically a singular point of view. And I taught this at university for 10 years. And the research has been done since the 1940s. So it's a pretty expansive topic.
So when you write all the great stuff you're putting in Cultures Magazine, what is the specific audience you're trying to attract or to reach? A person like me, I guess it'd be the one you just described as mono, not different. Seriously, I'm just trying to understand, and maybe that would help me understand to read the magazine as well as those who are culturally in between.
Yes. So what's great for monoculture people or people who, I mean, there's a whole spectrum of fluidity with culture. It goes from monocultural to many cultures. As I mentioned, I personally grew up with seven cultures, meaning I've lived in seven different places. And so who I am is a conglomeration of all of that. And so how we all can understand each other a little bit better is to expose ourselves to things that are different. So the topics include everything from food. Every single issue has a destination that we feature. Actually, after my meetings in Dubai, we'll be going over culture there. And we talk about the history, the culture, the people. And then we talk about the food that's created. We have an award-winning kit, culturally sensitive, not sensitive, but culturally culturally immersive dinner party kit for 10 people. It tells you everything you want to do, how to make the food, when to do it, what to do, all the things.
Yeah.
One of our most popular items. But food is a way that people connect a lot. So not only do we give you the recipes and tell you how to have the dinner party, but we actually give you everything, including videos on how to cook, so that you can recreate this culture and experience this food along with friends and family. We also feature people who are culturally in between. So whether that's someone like The Rock or Patty, oh, I'm losing her last name.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, she's a good friend of mine. She's the director of Wonder Woman. Patty, oh my gosh. I'm literally going blank right now. But the director of Wonder Woman, she was a military brat and at 6 months went to the Philippines. And she grew up in Germany, Asia, and the United States. And that really has affected what she does and actually how she puts that into her career as well. So we feature people who are famous. We feature everyday people. We try to inspire with their stories. We try to shed light on how to interact with people who are different than you are. And who grew up differently from you, and really just be more expansive so we all can understand each other better and communicate better.
It sounds really interesting, Donnie. I mean, that's something I would be interested to read in. And as you said, I'm a mono guy, but yet it'd be fun to learn about what other people do and how they live. My wife and I like to travel a lot, and that's one way we get educated about what's happening in this world of ours. And it's exciting. I guess that's the word I like to use. It's exciting to know what's going on out there. And Cultures Magazine seems like a way to do it, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. And I'm so grateful to see you, Boulder, and the College of Media and Communications. We've been partnering with them to get the word out with their cultured initiative. So that's been really nice as well.
See you, Boulder. How did you connect with them?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Actually, Cultures was born at Colorado State University, but CU Boulder this year has really taken up the helm. We worked with them through the Public Relations Society of America, and the students are so excited and just came up with a campaign on how to get Cultures more well-known on campus and how really to get people on the CU Boulder campus more culturally informed and diverse.
Well, there is a lot of diversity at any college campus. You have to agree with that. My granddaughter, is a freshman at Michigan, University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone back there a couple of times to visit, obviously. But the diversity there, you walk down the sidewalks in Ann Arbor and you hear all these different languages from these students.
Mm-hmm.
They're from all over the world. And my granddaughter said she's been there, this is her second semester, what she's learned already as far as diversity is. So with CU Boulder, that's got to be pretty awesome.
It is. You know, it's interesting because I guess what the students have told me is with Coach Prime coming to CU, he's made a huge difference for not only the students who came and the athletes that he brought, but for the people who are there too, really changing the cultural milieu. And Boulder seems to be making an effort to make a difference, and that's what we're about.
Well, that's what we're glad to hear. That's just what you're about. And with, you know, Colorado having such a, you know, like a small percentage of black residents, what are ways for Coloradans to educate and celebrate Black History Month, which is this month? Well, actually, probably should be every month, but this month in particular.
Agreed. Well, for us at Cultures, it's every month, and every culture is every month. But yeah, people can really make an intentional effort to look for black authors, to read magazines like Cultures, to frequent black-owned businesses. And some people look at it as, oh, why can't you just be, you know, why do you have to have that as a crutch? But the reality is that in places, especially like Colorado, where the percentage is very small, that it's easy to overlook others. Just like women still don't make what men make. And just like people of color just aren't to the same level in terms of how we view them in society, it's important that we as individuals make that intentional effort. So go to that restaurant, read that book by a black author. It's more than, oh, I have a black friend. Make it part of your everyday world, right? Make it something that you know you're working toward, and it will expand your mind. I guarantee you that it will help with communication with people who are different than you are. It'll help in the corporate world. And that's why companies who really excel at innovation are the most diverse companies in the world.
Good point there. Donnie Aldean's with us, Cultures Magazine CEO. And where do you get Cultures? How do we get that, Donnie?
So actually, we've been in so many stores, Amazon, Whole Foods, Barnes & Noble. And this year, we're trying something different. So we're actually going the Amazon.com route this year, as well as CulturesAg.com. And we are starting to distribute on university campuses. So we're looking to really get into spaces where young people are, as well as be available to all of our platforms around the globe. And doing that through online has been the best way so far, and university campuses. So yes, go to culturesmag.com. And the missing E in cultures stands for the hidden diversity of our population. So it's C-U-L-T-U-R-S. mag.com, and you can find us.
Yep, that's easy enough to do. No problem there. And speaking more of the campus, there's a piece of information right in front of my very face here, Donnie, is how to get cultured impacting. Did I say that right? I keep thinking I'm saying that wrong.
No, you're saying it properly. It's
okay, cultured impacting the students at CU Boulder campus. What do you see kind of reaction from the kids up there?
Well, you know what? They have been, I got to tell you, I'm so impressed with these students. They have gone all out. They're doing activations on campus. They're reaching out to their students. They're having people sign impact statements. It's been pretty amazing. They're all in, and it's a pleasure to see.
So this is a lot of work you're doing. First of all, I can't imagine you lived in seven different countries at points in your life. How was that?
Well, that was all before age 19.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now I usually live abroad and I come back home to Fort Collins in between. But I was born in New York City, and at age 2 weeks, I took my first international trip and lived in Turkey, lived in my dad's Costa Rican, my mom is Trinidadian, lived in Trinidad, went to college in Germany, lived in Spain, and I just came back from Spain. So many, many different cultures. And as I said, a lot of people, 238 million people actually, or is it 83? I always get those numbers mixed up. Million people live outside of their passport countries as of 2018. So my editor in chief, he actually has lived in seven countries, Egypt, the Philippines, different things like that, Costa Rica as well. He's actually Asian Latino. I'm Afro-Latino, Latina. And we have different, everyone on our team has this background. So it really affects how you see things. And it's nice to find people that you can call home. I think that is the biggest challenge. There are a lot of gifts and a lot of challenges that come with a lifestyle like that, a geographically mobile lifestyle. It really is about finding that home, and that's what cultures does. And so that's what it was to grow up like that. I loved it. It was exciting and challenging, and you learn over time how to deal with both. And for me, again, I taught this at university. This is my goal in life, is really to bring people together, to help expand the thought process for people as a whole, and really show how well we can work together as humans and make life better for everyone around us.
You have a lot of enthusiasm. I can feel it coming right through my microphone as we talk.
Thank you.
I love that. It's motivating, is what it is, for people like me that don't know much about cultures. So I forgot the point. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. You doing all this work by yourself? You have help?
Oh, gosh, yes, I have help. I have a team of about 80 in 17 countries. We have quite a few here in Colorado. Colorado, again, is where we started. So it's our biggest base. We have a huge audience in Colorado that subscribes. We also have a podcast. So we have all the media outlets, podcast, video, print, digital. Colorado is our biggest area. The next is New York, then L.A., and then every issue has a destination that we focus on. And so we notice that every time we go to a destination, that destination is one of our top 10
in terms of
readability. So, right now we have Valencia, Spain is in our winter issue. Trinidad and Tobago, where I just came from for Carnival, that's going to be our summer issue. We publish 5 times a year. And, yeah, we have a team that we are all part of the cultural in-between and really looking to make a difference in the world.
Well, you're doing that, Donnie. Congratulations on that. And before I let you go one more time, how do we get Cultures Magazine?
Please, please, please log on to online to culturesmag.com. That's CulturesMag.com.
Easy enough. Donnie, thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today. Very exciting, and I'm going to check it out as soon as we're done here.
I'm excited. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've heard your voice for so many years, so it's wonderful to speak with you.
Thank you very much. I know they can't get rid of me here. They can't.
That's a good thing.
Thanks, Donna. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And you guys, hang on now. More coming up here on Mile High Magazine.